Hi guys, welcome to today's pronunciation challenge, and my name is Christy. So today we have a video from Adam Ruins Everything, and you know, I think their videos are absolutely mythbusters. So let's take a look at today's video about the corporate conspiracy to blame you for their trash. But these companies threw out an effective recycling system and instead asked us to pick up their trash. And their marketing campaign helped create an entire green culture that blames individuals for pollution rather than the companies making it. But these companies threw out an effective recycling system and instead asked us to pick up their trash. And their marketing campaign helped create an entire green culture that blames individuals for pollution rather than companies making it. 那我们来看第一个字呢是 effective。 Effective 呢指的是有效的。 举例来说呢，我们可以讲说， this medicine proved to be super effective. 这个药呢是非常有效的。那它的名词呢则是 effect，指的是结果或者是效应。讲到 effect呢，就不得不讲 effect，因为很多人呢会把这两个字搞混，因为他们的意思其实还蛮相近的，然后也只差了一个字母。我们会交代一个大原则呢，就是说，其实你如果需要用到名词的时候，大部分的时候都是 effect。那如果需要用到动词的时候呢，大部分都会是 effect。像是我们讲到。 比如说像是温室效应的greenhouse effect， 或者是蝴蝶效应的 butterfly effect， 都是用 e 开头的这一个结果或者是效应。那 effect 的话呢，则是 a 事件影响 b 事件这种感觉。像是说 he was affected by the cold and did poorly on the test， 他因为被生病所影响，所以在考试的时候呢表现得特别差。 再我们来看的是 recycle 呢指的是资源回收的意思，重音在 sy 的地方 recycle 发 i 的音 cle 发 col recycle 那资源回收我们之前在英文里面好像有一个口号就是 reduce reuse and recycle reduce 呢就是减量 reuse 呢则是重复使用 recycle 呢则是资源回收可以让大家做到一个很环保这样子。 再我们来看是 campaign 呢指的是一个团队的意思，那还有可能就是比如说像是说 the election campaign 就是这个选举这个团队，还可以指的是竞选活动啊这种感觉这样子。那它的中音呢在 p a i n 这边是发 a 的音 campaign。再我们来看是 blame 呢指的是责备或者是归咎于某人，那它的 a 是发 a 的音 blame。那我们可以说 blame on someone 就是说归咎于他。那我们可以说 stop blaming on me, it wasn't entirely my fault 就是你不要再说是我的错了，因为这并不是我一个人要担起的责任。 那或者是说呢 someone to blame 也就是说把东西 把某个责任呢归咎于某一个人这样子 那我们可以说 they are just looking for someone to blame 他们只是想要找一个人来骂骂这种感觉。 再我们要来看是 individual individual 呢指的是个人的重音在 vi 的地方 indi 发短音 individual individual di 则发短音 举例来说呢, everyone is a very special individual and we should not try to become someone else. 每个人呢都是十分不一样的个体，我们不应该试着成为他人。那最后我们要来看的是 pollution. Pollution 呢指的是污染的意思，重音在 lu 的地方发 u 的音 ，po 发短音 a pollution. Pollution. 那它的动词原形呢则是 pollute. Pollute. 举例来说呢, this factory was sued for polluting the river. 这一间工厂呢，因为污染了附近的河水，所以被告了。All right, so let's take a look at today's sentence one more time. But these companies threw out an effective recycling system and instead asked us to pick up their trash, and their marketing campaign helped create an entire green culture that blames individuals for pollution rather than the companies making it. Alright, so that's it for today's pronunciation challenge. Remember to leave your recordings below, and I will challenge you guys tomorrow. Bye!